Church, that brings us all the way up to our sixth objective. We must change our approach. We must change our approach. The subtitle for today's message is this: Wait on the Lord. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord. What do I mean by approach? When I talk about changing our approach, that word approach means our way of dealing with something. A way of dealing with something. So when we talk about approach, we are talking about how we deal with the issues of life. How we deal with the issues of life. You know what issues are? Problems, challenges, burdens, tragedies, surprises, disappointments, tests. We're talking about the issues of life. How do we deal with the issues of life? Now, of course, I always have to give this disclaimer. When we talk about the issues of life, I'm not talking about problems of my own making. We know how to deal with those. Change. We're talking about those things that come upon us, those things that we cannot control. So the question for us this morning is, how do I handle the issues of life? How do I deal with the problems that I have? How do I handle the burdens that I face? How do I handle tragedies that come my way? And do I deal with my issues as well as I should? See, the question is, do my issues cause me anxiety? Do they cause me to lose my peace? Do my issues cause me to struggle with my thinking? Do my issues cause me to want to act out or give up? See, church, it is often the issues of life that derail us. It is often the issues of life that trip us up. See, it would be much easier to be a Christian if I didn't have issues. It would be easier. It would be easier if people didn't press my buttons. It would be easier if I didn't experience disappointment. It would be easier if I didn't have trials and tests. And I find myself making a case before the Lord. I find myself pleading with God, saying, Lord, you know I would do better if I didn't have these issues. Lord, you know I would be better if I didn't have all these problems. God, if you could just get rid of the issues, I would make you very proud. See, I start to plead my case with the Holy God, but issues will always be with us. The issues of life are with us, and they derail us. And yet, it is how we deal with the issues of life that go to the heart of our Christian witness. What do I mean by that? I mean that we best demonstrate who we are and what we believe by how we deal with the issues of life. We best demonstrate who we are and what we believe by how we deal with the issues of life. See, people may or may not want to hear what you have to say, but they're watching how you live. Whether we realize it or not, we are living out our faith under very watchful eyes. And so the question is, do people see in me the faith that I proclaim? Do people see me coming through the storms of life with my character intact? Do people see me endure tragedy with strength and hope? Do people see me address challenges of life without compromising my integrity? Have I demonstrated to people that there is truly a peace that passes all understanding? See, everybody can say they trust God, and everybody can say they believe in God, when the bills are paid and the health is good and everything's all right on the job. See, everybody can lift up holy hands then. Everybody can say that I'm a victor in Christ. Everybody can say that I'm the head and not the tail when everything is going my way. But when things are not happening the way that I want them to happen, when the issues of life are coming upon me, how do I demonstrate my faith? If the issues of my life are standing in the way of my productivity, if the issues of my life are stealing my peace, and if the issues of my life are hindering my witness, I must change my approach. That is, I must adjust how I handle my issues, because issues are going to be with us. I cannot allow my issues to keep taking me off course. So how do I better handle the issues of life? Well, there's three simple things that we must do. To handle the issues of life, I must, point number one, seek. I must seek. I must seek God. I must seek God. God himself is the source of all wisdom, strength, and grace. He is the source of all wisdom, strength, and grace. Church, what do I do when problems arise? Where do I go to get help when I'm disappointed? Have you sought the Lord concerning the pressing issues of your life? I'm talking about the things you're going through right now. Have you sought him? And when I say seek God, I'm not talking about murmuring and complaining. See, because for many years I thought I was seeking God when I wasn't. I was simply murmuring and complaining. God, why is this happening to me? Why are they behaving like that? God, I just don't understand. God, I can't take it anymore. God, this is not fair. God, this is too hard. That is not seeking God. When I talk about seeking God, I mean that I must ask him for help. I have to ask God for some help with an absolute confidence that because he is who he is, he will not cast me aside. I have to seek God. See, whatever my problems are, at some point, I have to stop going round and round with my family. At some point, I have to stop going round and round with my friends. At some point, I have to stop going round and round with my brothers and sisters in Christ at the church. At some point, I have to stop wrestling with my own thoughts and my own imaginations, turning them over and over again in my mind. At some point, I must take the issues of my life to a private place where it's just me and the Lord. Nobody else there. Not my mama. Not my daddy. Not my husband. Not my children. But I go to a private place and I kneel before a holy God and I call upon him confidently out of the promises that he's made. And I say to him, Father, your word says that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I'm coming to you as your child. I'm in need of help, Father. I have some issues that are messing with my mind. I got some issues that are messing with my heart. I have some issues that are messing with my peace, causing me anxiety. Father, I need help. Be merciful unto me and answer me when I call. Church, you don't have to be overwhelmed by the issues and the struggles of life. And you don't have to struggle with them alone, because we serve a faithful God. He's been your help in times past. He's helped you before. Remember the times that he saw you through. Remember the times that he gave you wisdom. Remember the times that he strengthened you to go on. Remember the times that he was merciful and gracious. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. So why be downcast and despondent? Why give up when you can earnestly seek a holy God? Church, when you seek him, he is sure to help. How do I handle the issues of life? I have to seek God. Stop running around and around with things that don't help me, but seek him. Then after I seek him, point number two, I must yield. I must yield. That is, I must surrender to God's way. I must surrender to God's way. That means I must allow God to guide me through the problem from beginning to end. I must allow God to guide me through the problem from beginning to end. I must allow him to do it his way. See, I realized something quite shocking about myself. I realize that sometimes I think I know what I'm doing. I realize that about myself. Now, that may not be true for you, but it's true for me. Sometimes I think I know what I'm doing. Sometimes I'm confident that I have the solution to my life's issues. So I find myself seeking God, but not seeking him to have his way. Sometimes I find myself seeking God, simply asking him to work with me. You know, God, work with me. Work with me, Lord. I just need you to add a little super to my natural. Work with me, Lord. Because, see, I've been dealing with this issue for a long time. I know all about this issue. I know all the intricacies of the issue. I know when the issue started. I know whose fault it is. So God, all I need for you to do is just work with me. But then I realize that it doesn't quite work that way. See, it doesn't work that way. Church, God has to have his way. God must have his way and only his way. See, God lets us know that we cannot join his help to our ways. We can't take his power and put it on our plan. See, his help comes his way. So if I'm going to receive his help, I must yield. That means I need to stop trying to tell him what to do. I need to stop trying to tell him how he needs to work it out. And I need to allow him to guide me through the problem his way. That means that all I must do is hear, receive, and obey. And I must do it without compromise, because God does not need my help. Amen. See, some of us are struggling with some issues of life that we have prayed about. And the problem is not that God has not spoken. The problem is that we will not yield. We think we know what we're doing. And we're trying to convince God to work with us. God, give me some grace to do it my way. But God is letting us know this day that if we have issues in our life, we must yield. If there are issues in my marriage, I must do things God's way. If there are issues on my job, I must do things God's way. If I have issues with my children, I must handle things God's way. If I have issues in my home, I must handle things God's way. See, I must yield. God is not a genie in the bottle. He's not responding to our command. And being a Christian is not engaging in witchcraft, where I just say, hocus pocus, God, this is what I want. I have to settle it in my heart that God actually knows what he's doing. I may not understand it, but he knows. I may not like it, but he knows. And I may be convinced that my way is easier, but his way is best. So once I have